Hi there, this is Shruti, and in today's video, I want to share with you five key pillars that I have used to grow my business from zero to $35,000 a month. Now, this has by no means been an overnight success. I have been doing this full time for 3 years now. So in this video, I want to share with you quickly, what are the key steps that you need to understand to build a sustainable digital product business? First things first, I want to walk you through a screenshot of my payment accounts so that you understand that this is something that I am not just fluffing about, but I actually practice what I preach. So one of the screenshots is from my ThriveCart account, which is my checkout software. And the second screenshot is from my Shopify store that I have just launched. Buckle up because there's going to be a lot of note-taking in this video. And I want to share with you what is the formula and what is the roadmap of growing a digital product business successfully. Now, this is something that I dive a lot into inside of my course, Digital Product Academy. So if you're looking for step-by-step over-the-shoulder tutorials where I walk you through all of the tech, all of the resources, all of the implementation and advanced strategies on how you can make it happen quickly, I would recommend that you jump into Digital Product Academy. We are going to increase the price of this course at the end of this month. So it's happening quite soon. So you're going to find the link to join right below. So with that, let's jump into the income machine. And as you can see, here we have five different steps that is what leads someone from, you know, pretty much zero or having no audience or having no product all the way to creating a business that is not only giving you a full-time income, but that you can actually use, you know, to work towards your goals of financial freedom and more. So step one is going to be content. Step two is going to be traffic. Step three is going to be offer. Step four is going to be conversion. And step five is going to be upsell. So step number one, when we talk about that, is essentially what is, you know, the stuff you're putting out there in the universe in order for people to find you, in order for them to find your products, in order for them to understand who you are and what you sell. Three types of content that you need to create. And the reason why I start with step one as content is because not only do you need it to understand, you know, what your audience wants and what products you can create for them, you also need it to build trust. You also need it to build authority. You also need it to reach and grow your audience, right? So if you're selling on a platform, you know, like social media, for example, or through your blog, you do need a little bit of an audience in order to sell something to them. Now, it doesn't have to be 10,000 followers. I have seen people have success with less than 500 followers on social media. So it really depends on the way that you approach your business as well. So this step is really all about creating educational, trust building and trending content that you can use to leverage growth and also to understand exactly what it is that you can offer your audience in order to make money selling digital products. Things like short form videos can be leveraged for social media platforms. You can create long form videos like this one on YouTube. You can convert your videos into podcasts, or you can specifically create podcasts to grow your audience. And you can also use platforms like Pinterest, Twitter or LinkedIn in order to leverage your audience growth there. This is really going to depend on where your audience is, because depending on the industry or category you belong to, your audience likely will be in different places. So you have to understand where they are, and then you need to understand that without being consistent, without showing the platform that you are being there every single week or if possible every single day, it's going to be really hard for you to make sales and make profits. So moving on to step number two, which is all about traffic. Now, traffic in the online world is so, so important. And this is where a lot of people fail. They figure out how they can create content. They figure out how they will create a product and all of that. But then they don't know how to generate traffic, which is, in other words, just eyeballs to your business. Now, think about it this way. If you were to open a coffee shop today and you had 10 people showing up to your coffee shop in a single month, how much do you think you would make in that month? Probably not a lot, right? Definitely not enough to cover your expenses. Definitely not enough for your family to go on fancy vacations. It's just not going to happen. And this is true for your digital store or digital product shop, just as it is true for a offline business. If you don't have visitors, if you don't have footfall, you're not going to make money. It's as simple as that. Now, two of my favorite ways to drive traffic include Pinterest. And I guess you already know that if you follow me on my channel here, I have tons of videos on how to grow with Pinterest. And I also have a course, Pinfluencer Academy, if you want to dive deeper as well. And the second favorite way of mine is TikTok, if you have access to it. If you're in a country like India where TikTok is, you know, banned, you could use a platform like Instagram and leverage Reels specifically to grow, because it has, you know, the same concept in terms of short form videos. Personally, I love Pinterest and TikTok because I think you don't need to have a certain following in order to attract an audience. Your videos and your pins can get views even with zero followers, which I absolutely love. The thing to keep in mind here is that If you are not paying for eyeballs, that is, if you're not paying for traffic, you're not investing in advertising or marketing, it will take you time to develop that consistent stream of traffic, which could be anywhere from 3 to 6 months. Before moving to step number three, let's talk a little bit about how we can drive traffic through Pinterest and through TikTok. So when it comes to driving traffic through Pinterest, you know, step one is definitely to create a business account because that is where the action is. You have access to insights. You can claim your website. You need that. You also want to be setting up boards, which are basically places where you're going to save your images or pins to. And you want to be making sure that you're adding in keywords that your audience is looking for when you're creating those boards. And of course, you want to then be creating pins using Canva or any other platform that you use to design pins. The frequency which I recommend is at least 5 to 10 pins per day, at least 5 days a week, if you can keep that up. And if you really want to see growth on Pinterest, I highly recommend pushing out 2 idea pins per week, which are basically video pins or like story pins. You can create short sort of scroll through videos or whatever to just kind of push out that content and grow your Pinterest account quicker. Next step is going to be driving traffic from TikTok. This is all about, again, putting out video content, specifically short form video content. So videos which are less than, let's say, you know, 60 seconds, even though right now TikTok is pushing longer videos as well. I continue to see more traction with shorter videos. So I would recommend that you create a creator account, which is going to give you access to all of the trending music and sounds. And you start posting a minimum of 1 time a day, because again, like I said, the more you post, the better you get, the more traffic you attract. One of the things I love doing on TikTok and that has helped me a lot is to look at bigger, more established creators in your industry, you know, who have, let's say, 3 to 5x more followers. So don't look at people who have 1 million followers, because they have a different algorithm perspective, right? Look at people who are, let's say, 3 to 5x more and see what are they doing well that's making their audience love them. What's the type of content they're creating that's getting them engagement? And then try to see if you can create similar types of content. Okay, next up, step three is going to be your offer. Now, a lot of people actually start here and then they wonder, you know, what is going on? Why haven't they been able to make sales with their digital products? And the reason is that you haven't spent time building the foundation of your business. You haven't spent time understanding what content attracts your audience. You haven't spent time figuring out how traffic works and how to drive it to your offers. This is going to be all about figuring out and narrowing down exactly what it is that your audience needs. Now, your offer, in simple words, is the digital product that you sell and how you sell it. And how you sell it is going to depend a lot on the visibility of that product. So how does your sales page look like? What is the communication, the copy that you're using? Copy is just, you know, the words that you have on your sales page that you're using to attract your audience. How are you showing them that their life is going to be better after they use your product? So a very simple example here is that you're going to sell, you know, let's say you're selling a book of recipes. And one way to go about it would be to just name it recipe book and tell them about how the recipes are so long and you have like 10 page recipes and you have like fancy PDFs and you have fancy, you know, images and all of that. And another way would be to focus on the benefits of those recipes. So how is getting that recipe book going to transform your audience's life, right? So is that recipe saving someone time? Is it saving someone money? Is it saving them the hassle of having to, you know, create a lot of meals during the week? So you have to really focus on the benefits of the product that you have that you're wanting to sell and find a way to communicate that to your audience. Why should they be buying from you instead of someone else? Now, some of the things that you could look at are, first of all, your core product. So sometimes when you are not making money in your digital product business, it's not that you don't understand, you know, how to grow your traffic or you don't understand how to create content. It's simply that your product is not in demand or it's something that people don't want. And this is really, really true on platforms like Etsy, where your products are constantly competing with different things. So you always want to be making sure that, you know, you're looking at the demand or the trendiness of that product. And this is why we've launched Digital PLR Hub, which is where we offer done for you, you know, products that are trending and that are in demand that you can run with, and you can either customize them and then put them up for sale, or you can sell them as is, even if you have zero design skills. Next thing is going to be your positioning. Now, positioning in marketing simply means your messaging. So who is your product for? Let's take the example of the recipe book. Is your product targeting moms? Is it targeting students? Is it targeting people who have a really busy work week? Is it targeting work from home moms? The more specific and nailed down you can get on your positioning, the better success you're going to have in the long run. Other things to look at include your price. Now, of course, you can have a market average that, you know, you can look at, and you can also look at the perceived value of your price. So why is it that, you know, when I buy an ebook, I have a certain idea of what price I want to pay? And when I, let's say, have a one-on-one call with someone, I have a different idea of what I need to pay. So whereas you might be able to sell an ebook for, let's say, $10, $20, $30, when you think about, you know, having a one-on-one call, you could sell it for $300, for $500, for $1,000. Why is that valued differently? It's because the perceived value of that product is different, and the service you're going to get or the benefit you're going to get is different as well. So keep in mind that you are free to experiment with your price as much as you want. You're not stuck with the price. When in doubt, start low and then increase over time. Other things you can look at is the bonuses that you have, the discounts that you're offering from time to time, any promotions, right? And also how long is your product available for and how much it is available for, right? So you can look at this concept called scarcity, which is that when something is in less, you know, amount, we value it more. So this is a classic case of, you know, when there is, let's say, limited stock available for a certain jewelry item, right? It's more valuable when you know that there's just one or two items left. Now, of course, you can't really fake this with digital products, because technically the concept of a digital product is that you can sell as many copies as you want and make as much profit as you want. But what you can do is that you can combine availability or scarcity with the price of the product. So you can say when you're launching that product that you're going to give 50% off just for a week. And that combines these two aspects, which makes for a great offer. So work on your offer if you are having issues with, you know, making sales of your product. Okay, so step four is all about conversion. This is one of my favorite things to look at. And this is like a super logical thing to look at. And it really makes it so, so simplified when it comes to growing your sales. Once you understand this, it's going to change your life. Okay, making money online and making money through digital products literally just comes down to a couple of numbers, and tweaking those numbers, it's going to change your life. So the one thing and the one metric that you absolutely need to track in your business is going to be your conversion rate. And this is simply how many people are buying your product basis how many people saw your sales page. Okay, so let's say that you had 5 people who bought your product and 100 people saw your sales page. That is a 5% conversion rate. And of course, you know, the higher the conversion rate, the more people are going to buy it. So when 7 people are buying out of every 100, that's a 7% conversion rate. So you make 2 more sales, whereas before you were just making 5 sales, right? Let's say 10 people are now buying out of the 100. That's a 10% conversion rate. So 10 people are buying out of the 100. So of course, you always want to aim for as high as possible a conversion rate, because that is what is going to make more sales and put more money in your pocket. Now, when it comes to industry standard conversion rates, the minimum, bare minimum you want to focus on is 1%. Anything higher is of course great, but if your product is converting at less than 1%, you have to either change the product or you have to work on your offer. So go back to step 3 and work on that step if you have less than 1% conversion rate. And it doesn't matter now if you have a new product, if you've been in the industry for a while, go to your analytics. If you have a Stan store, go into your analytics. If you have a blog, go into Google Analytics. If you have a Shopify store, go into Shopify Analytics. They will give you access to this data, and there you can understand where you have the most scope for optimization. Now, usually conversion is a factor of many, many different things. And the biggest factor is building trust and connection. So why should someone buy your product, you know, versus something else? So step 3, which is the offer, is also very, very important for, you know, creating a higher conversion rate. But conversion is also a matter of how your brand is perceived online, how the quality of the product is. So when it comes to growing your conversion rate, you always want to be figuring out ways to increase the trust that you have with your audience and also connecting with them on a personal or a more humane level. All right, so let's move on to step 5. And this is the step that most people ignore and not understand or under leverage. And this is where the money is. This is where, you know, you are going to be able to really, really scale your product business. So an upsell or upselling is basically when you persuade a customer to buy something more or additional from you, generally, you know, either the same or a higher priced item. So let's say that you bought a planner for me, which is let's say $17. And at the next step at checkout, I tell you, hey, you can buy another planner for like $15. And this planner has XYZ benefits, right? So now instead of just spending $17, you are actually spending almost twice as much, right? So that not only increases the average order value, but it increases the value of that customer in your business. Now, you can offer upsells either through, you know, your checkout software. So if you have a more advanced checkout software, you can do that. But you can also do upselling through email lists or through, you know, just emailing your customers about offers and promotions as well. The idea behind this is that a repeat customer is an easier customer to get than a new customer. So for you to go out there and each time look for a new customer, that is a lot more difficult rather than getting a repeat customer to buy from you. Why? Because the customer who's already bought from you, they trust you. They like your product. So it's going to be way easier for you to sell something secondary or even a third or a fourth product to someone who's already bought from you rather than go out and look for the first customer over and over again. So while it is important to grow your sales, you know, through this step-by-step method and to bring them through new traffic, it's also important for you to think about what is the next step or the next solution I could be offering my audience. So let's say that the first step that people are buying from you is, let's say, an ebook or a guidebook, right? Or a workbook or whatever. Let's say it's an under $50 product that you are positioning for, you know, your first step that people are buying from you. What could be the next step? Maybe you could offer them a masterclass. Maybe you can offer them a workshop. Maybe you can offer them an audit. Maybe you can offer them templates, which are complementary to the ebook. There's so many different products you can create, which are not only going to help your customer further, but they're also going to increase your profits as well as your sales. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to have 45 products in order to make sales. You can just have one really good offer, which I mentioned in step three, and you can have one really good upsell offer, and you can just work on your business with these two offers. So keep that in mind when it comes to growing your digital product business, that it's not just enough to say goodbye to your customer as soon as they buy something from you, but it's also important for you to think, what is the next step that you could help them with? Now, if you want to go deeper into how I share this process and my exact process of going from zero to launch, as well as scaling your business to, you know, multiple five-figure months, you can definitely join us inside of Digital Product Academy. We have almost 900 students there that have joined us, which is mind-blowing in the last 6 months with amazing results. So we are going to be increasing the price, you know, at the end of this month. So if you're interested in learning more, if you're interested in getting the resources, the templates, the outline, the cheat sheets, all of that good stuff, as well as getting me and, you know, my team's back on your products inside of our exclusive private Facebook group, make sure to join Digital Product Academy before the price goes up. So if you have been, you know, on the edge thinking whether or not you should invest, now's the time because it's definitely going up. Thank you so much for watching this video. As always, I will see you in the next one.